Thanks for listening to English Go Podcast. To listen without advertisements or to read episode transcripts, visit englishgo.co.uk for more information.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Every now and again, I'm reading a website or I'm listening to a podcast and I think, I really enjoy listening to this podcast. I really enjoy reading this website. And I think, how can I support this podcast or this website? And often there's like a Patreon link I can go to. And then I look at the prices and I think, yeah, that's actually a bit more than I'd like to pay. That's quite expensive, to be honest. Which is a shame because I do want to pay for certain things and I do want to support certain things and I do want them to grow. And I even think that paying for things can give you like a better product or a better service. So, for example, there's this one website, like a news website that I follow, and it's not one of the biggest news websites. It's more like an independent, smaller news website. And I feel that the quality of the articles are a bit better on this website. And I'll explain why. So like all news websites, or most of them, maybe all of them, they get money from advertisements. So the more popular one of their articles are, or the more articles that they post, news articles that they post, the more people will see them and the more money they can get from the advertisements. The problem with doing things that way, and this is a problem with many things like YouTube and everything, the problem with doing it that way is that it makes these news sites push out rubbish news. They deliver rubbish news. They post rubbish news articles. Because the more people who see the news, the more money they get. So if they just only post really good quality news articles, but I don't know, maybe they can only do one a week, then they don't get paid as much as if they do five a week, but they're sort of low quality news. Now, my time is precious to me, you know? I don't have all the free time in the world. So I want to go to a website and read the news that is just high quality news. I don't care if there's one a week. That's good. That's no problem. I don't want to read all of the rubbish little meaningless articles, the nonsense ones that are just designed to sort of take, you know, to grab money, to get as much money as possible, really. So they have like very eye-catching headlines that are quite misleading. It's known as clickbait. So it's baiting you to click on the links and you read the articles and you think, ugh, another load of rubbish. I'm wasting my time. But if I paid for that site, if they didn't get money from advertisements, then I think they could offer much better quality articles because every month they're going to get a regular income. They're going to get regular money. And they won't have to keep posting loads and loads and loads of articles to try and get more money and, you know, posting all these low-quality articles. So, yes, it is a shame. Normally, when I see something like this and I think this is good. I want to support them. I want to, you know, be part of their community. The prices are usually really high. So there's this one website I was talking about, this news website. I looked at it and it was something like £8 a month, which is about $10, 10 euros, 1,500 yen. And I think that's expensive just for one website. I was thinking if they just charged, you know, like a small amount, like £1, maybe they'd get more subscribers. I mean, okay, it's a lot less than £8, but I don't know, if they got eight times as many subscribers supporting them, then it's the same amount of money. And also, it's sort of, I mean, I think £8 is a lot of money, £8 a month for a website or for a podcast that I enjoy. I do think it's a lot of money. But also, it depends. If I had a different job and I got a lot more money, you know, if I was paid a lot more money, maybe £8 isn't so much to me. So maybe that's okay. But you know, if I have a worse job and I don't get paid as much money, then £8 is even more expensive to me, isn't it? So really, I think for all of these services, for podcasts, for news websites or anything else like that, or I don't know, maybe YouTube channels as well, I think you should be able to say, this is how much it's worth to me. This is how much I want to pay to support this. I mean, maybe I want to pay £1 for that news website. Maybe I only want to pay £0.50. Maybe I want to pay 50p, 50 pence. For that website. It should be my choice, shouldn't it? I'm the one who knows how much money I have, and I'm the one who knows how much free money or spare money I have, and I'm the one who knows how much I'd like to give to support this podcast or news website or whatever. I think it would be good if there was another option, like, here, we'd like you to pay £8, but if you can't pay £8, you know, pay whatever you can. And you can still get access to all of the benefits, you know, by being a member of the community. But sadly, I never see that option. I don't think I've ever seen it. But I wonder how much more services, you know, how much more websites or podcasts I would be subscribed to now if there was an option like that. Because really, there has been so many times, especially with the Japanese podcast I listen to. I'm listening to this podcast and I think, actually, this podcast is really good. You know, I'd like to support them. I'd like to give them money. I'd like to thank them for making the podcast. And I find out they've got like a Patreon page and I go on it and I'm like, yeah, that's a lot more expensive than I was hoping it to be. But, you know, I don't think it's really their fault. I mean, Patreon, for example, they say to you, like the minimum amount you should be charging is like £3. So they set that sort of base level. £3 a month should be your minimum. And if you charge less than that, then there'll be some like penalty for it. You know, they'll charge you even more money or something stupid. And then they say like, oh, and what you should do is you should have all these different levels. And, you know, you should have like a more expensive level and then another more expensive level. So, you know, so they set £3 a month as the base, which is what, about $4 US as the base level, and then say, yeah, make it more expensive. As you know, I have a Patreon page as well, and I was looking for some kind of option where I can just say, you know, let you pay whatever you want to pay, you know, whatever amount you're comfortable giving for supporting this podcast. And there is no option like that. There's no way I can do it. Which is annoying to me, to be honest, because I would like to say, I mean, I know there's loads of you who love this podcast, and I know there's loads of you who would like to support this podcast, but maybe, I don't know, maybe you just want to pay like 50 pence. So like, you know, half a US dollar or something like that. That's fine. Maybe, I don't know, maybe you've got lots of money. Maybe you want to pay £5. That's fine too. Whatever you think this podcast is worth to you, that's the correct amount that you should be giving in order to support this podcast, in order to help it grow. So anyway, what I've ended up doing is I have three levels I've changed everything, and now there's three levels, like levels of membership that you can join. And they're all exactly the same now. So it doesn't matter which one you choose. You all get the same benefits. So you can choose the cheapest one, which is just £1. I would have made it cheaper. Honestly, if I could, Patreon will not let me charge any less than £1. I wanted to make it like 50 pence, you know, like half a pound or something like that, or maybe cheaper. I don't know. So I've made it as cheap as I can, £1. And then there's like one, like in the middle, it might be like £2.50. And then there's one that's £5. And it doesn't matter which one you choose, you get the same benefits. You know, so you can choose any one of those three and you get exactly the same level of access to everything. So I've maybe found a way around the sort of Patreon system of, you know, trying to force you to charge more and more and more money. And of course they would want to do that because then Patreon get more money as well. But I want to be as... What? Like, well, if you're going to support me, then I want to support you too. You know, I don't want someone to sign up to support this podcast, to sign up for the Patreon page, and them feeling a bit like, that's more money than I want to spend. I want you to feel happy, to feel like you're doing something positive, you know, like you're supporting this podcast because you like listening to it, because you want it to grow, because you want to come and join the community. And you should feel, I think, like you're getting good value for money. And in order to do that, then you have to choose the price that's right for you. So there we go. I suppose I ended up giving you a bit of an update about all of the changes I've been making to the Patreon page lately. But I started it just wanting to talk about how there's so many, I don't know, great podcasts, great websites out there that I want to give money to, and I realize the thing that stops me is the sometimes very, very high prices. Anyway, hopefully those high prices won't be a problem if you're thinking of joining the English Go community and supporting this podcast, because I've made them as cheap as I possibly can. Oh, and the one last sort of update that I wanted to give you is that we now have a Discord server. So it's, you know, a chat server, a chat room. So if anyone would like to come along and say hi and maybe practice a bit of English, then that would be really fun, I think. Right, until next time, I hope your English studying is going really well, and I look forward to speaking to you soon. Bye-bye.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started. Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Thanks for listening until the very end of the show. If you've enjoyed this episode, please give my podcast a rating, or if you have the time, write a review. It's a really nice way of letting me know you enjoy these episodes and encourages me to make more of them for you. Thanks very much and have a lovely day.